the KPCW Local News Hour. Well, the Park City Council this evening will address Vail Resort's application for a trademark for the name Park City. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office approved the application in early May and opened a 30-day window for anyone to oppose that trademark. More than 50 businesses and individuals have done so since. Vail has issued statements on the issue, but so far hasn't said anything publicly about the matter. That changes this morning. Joining me in the studio, I have Kristen Williams. She's Vice President of Mountain Community Affairs, along with the COO of Park City Mountain, Bill Rock. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, Vail has been criticized for not being more transparent on the issue, and people in the town, as you know, are mad. At a meeting last night, one person used the words rude and arrogant to describe Vail's trademark application. So maybe you can just start off, why do you want the trademark of the name of a town?
Yeah, so let me start with that, Leslie. Thanks for having us this morning. I think, you know, first of all, Park City is an amazing place. The people here are so passionate about the community, and so are we. We love this community so much and are happy to be here. I think, you know, I can't really address some of those comments you talked about, how we've approached it. I think we've been out and about in the public on this issue and talked to, gosh, I personally have probably talked to well over 50 people about it and tried to explain. And usually when I explain it, people go, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense to me. So, you know, and the other thing I'd say is I'm a pretty accessible person. So I would encourage people to reach out to me directly if they'd like to discuss the matter. And I'd be happy to explain,
well,
you know, where this all came from. Yeah,
yeah,
so let me start.
I mean,
so
why do you need the trademark?
Yeah, so the trademark application was filed in 2014 by Powder Corp, actually, and it was very broad, and it was denied from the U.S. Patent Office because it was too geographical, it was too broad. There's a in the form, and I'm not a trademark expert, and I certainly learned a lot about it lately. But so it was too broad and it was denied. And as a result, we entered into conversations with lots of folks like I described earlier, and we very much narrowed the trademark application down to using the words Park City as it relates to ski area operations only. So our intent is really to protect Park City, and I would think this is something we could align around in the community. This is to protect Park City from having any other entity, any other mountain call themselves Park City as it relates to ski area operations. So it's not intended to infringe upon others' use of the word Park City in their business names here locally.
And that's what's confused me. I mean, if this application is only for Park City as a ski resort, what about the fact that you are a year-round resort operator? I mean, certainly for those of us who have been around for a while, we remember the transformation from Park City Ski Area to Park City Mountain Resort, and now it's back to Park City. I mean, that does not define who you are or what you're in the business of.
Yeah, I think, you know, generally, you know, the outside public, outside of the community here, have referred to Park City Ski Area as Park City for years and years and years since its inception. And that's really what we're trying to do, is make sure no other ski resort can call themselves Park City and represent themselves as us or as somehow related to us.
Yeah, but I mean, we went from Park City Ski Resort, Park City Ski Area, then to Park City Mountain Resort. And that was done specifically because we are a year-round mountain operation. So why not go after Park City Mountain, Park City Resort? Park City Mountain Resort, one of
sure.
those trademarks.
Yeah, so we own those trademarks already. So we have those trademarks. I think what this does is it protects Park City as a ski area, so no other ski area can do that in the country.
Yeah, I think, you know, the consumer, the greater consumer out there, as Bill was saying, knows the ski area as Park City, right? So when Bill Malone, for example, is traveling and he's in New York City, when he's marketing and talking to people about is Park City and Deer Valley, not Park City Mountain Resort and Deer Valley Ski Resort. You know, really those mountain resort ski area words are descriptor words. The greater consumer and guest more broadly refers to the ski area as Park City. But locally, and we have heard this, there's been a lot of confusion locally as we've gone back to the brand of Park City and a request of us to refer to Park City Mountain Resort locally so that there's no confusion with Park City Municipal. And we've done that. And we actually came up with a pretty exciting idea this week. We've delivered a memorandum of understanding language to the city that outlines both an ability for the city to offer legal protection to local businesses. I think that's one area of concern, as we've been discussing. And then also the ability for us to discuss more frequently with the city and anyone else in the community to clean up those areas of confusion locally.
So this is a memorandum of understanding between Vail Resorts and Park City Municipal?
Yeah, so we've been very open, and anyone who's had an issue with a trademark application, we've either worked out an agreement or we're very close to having an agreement on it. It's only been a handful of folks. But to give even further protection, to really kind of, in an agreement, have our intent spelled out completely, that we're really just trying to protect the brand as it relates to ski operations, we've offered up a memorandum of understanding between us and the city.
Does that prohibit, though, any future business from coming into town and naming them something, Park City Radio?
No. Unless they call themselves Park City Ski Area, if they have a ski area.
Yeah, if they have a ski area.
That's the only thing. And that's what's so important to keep reminding everybody, that it just don't open up a ski area and call yourself Park City. So.
And I think there's over 40 businesses in town already that have the words Park City in their business name. And there's actually one, Park City Brewery, who's actually trademarked the words Park City. They've trademarked the words Park City as a standalone as it relates to brewery, distillery, and I think there's one other thing. Very narrow, just like we're trying to do with the ski area.
Right.
Yeah. Again, that's spirits only, not quite as broad as skiing and snowboarding. Again, so when we talk about Park City snowboarding rentals or something, I mean, is a company like that going to be able to?
Yes.
To start?
Yes. It's only a ski area. And it's just like the Park City Brewery is actually a good example. They have a beer that's Park City, right? So like, for example, Breckenridge Brewery based out of Colorado, they can't start a new ale called Park City because of that trademark that Park City Brewery has. It's purely, just like us, a business protection thing. But that's why, you know, we want to further enter into this MOU with the city to give the assurances that local businesses need. All your questions, you know, it puts teeth behind our statement that we're not going after any local business.
Or any future business.
Correct.
Wanting to use the words Park City.
Correct. Right.
A new group called Future Park City had a couple of community meetings. One of them mm-hmm. was last night. There were several local business owners and concerned citizens there. They made several requests. I don't know if you've seen these yet or in writing, but certainly one of them was that memorandum of understanding. Mm-hmm. A second one was that they would ask Vail to help clear up confusion by changing signage and marketing to be Park City Mountain. Is that something you guys are willing to do?
Yeah, so what we've talked with several people about this, and, you know, as folks have come to us and said, well, it's kind of confusing how you guys are representing yourself. And particularly one of the examples was some of the underwriting that we do here on the radio station, where we were saying, hey, we're Park City. So we changed all that. It all says Park City Mountain now in that regard. So we've committed to the city when they brought this issue up that, you know, we would look at anything that they thought was overly confusing and consider their request. It's hard to just say blanket, yeah, we're going to change that. I mean, the reality is everyone calls the ski area Park City. And so we just have to find that balance.
All right. So is this change then just local, or is it national and international in terms of just calling yourself Park City Mountain?
Yeah, so I think we really specifically were talking about locally where the confusion lies. Outside of this community, there is no confusion. Everyone calls the resort Park City. Everyone wants to come to Park City. And again, not just the ski resort, but because it's such a complete destination and people love it here.
And well, that's the strength of a brand, right? And in talking to Bob Wheaton at Deer Valley, you know, making sure he's comfortable, you know, again, you know, you say, like, I'm going to Park City, I'm going to Deer Valley. There's so much strength in that Deer Valley brand, and there's so much strength in the Park City brand that they can coexist.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. I mean, a year ago when we were in the midst of the legal battle, we had city officials being very specific about how we identified Park City and Park City Mountain Resort. Because we didn't, in fact, want people to think that Park City was closed down.
Right, right.
Right.
Now, and
so that's changed?
We appreciate that. And also, like Bill started out, with so much appreciation for the history and the character and making that distinction. And, you know, we're so proud to be here and be a part of it because of all of that. And so I don't think it's a change. It's really going back to you know, the roots of the 60s and when Park City was used singularly. And, you know, and it's really just a change of font. But again, like, we hear the community, that some confusion has been created. And so on two fronts, right, cleaning up that confusion locally, continuing to use the power of the brand nationally and internationally. I mean, my gosh, we should be celebrating such a fabulous winner. And we all did that together. And then making sure that every local business feels assured that we're not coming after them, because we're not.
What about the hashtag One Park City? Does that remain?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, our brand, as we launched it, said there's only one. And that is true. There is only one Park City. And, as we explained that when we launched it, it has to refer to the connection, the largest resort in the United States, and just how complete this destination is with all the thing it has to offer.
There was a concern brought up last night at the meeting from Park City Sport, of course, been doing ski rentals for more than 25 years. And she noted that Park City Mountain Resort didn't do ski rentals until recently. At first, they were called Legacy Sport, but now it's Park City Ski Rental. And she says they have people who have been customers for years with Park City Sport come in this winter with an online receipt for rentals that were your ski rentals. So there is some confusion.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think that's the beauty of the trademark process, right? There's enough flexibility for an applicant, any applicant with any trademark, to work with anyone who has a concern. And Park City Sport has filed for an extension. We actually only, I think, have one objection out there, but there are numerous filings for this extension period. And the purpose of that is really to work directly one-on-one with us. And so Park City Sports, we are reaching out to them, very confident that we'll come to, you know, an understanding agreement that they're fine to continue operating as they are. But if there's greater confusion that we can help clean up, we're happy to do that.
She mentioned that you have not reached out to her, but you do intend to. Is that what you're telling me?
I know that some of our company representatives have. So,
but yeah, and I'd reiterate my offer that I'm here every day, and give me a call. We'll talk about it. I'd love to help clear that up.
A trademark attorney was there last night to speak to the group, and he said with a large publicly held company like Vail Resorts, you can't guarantee what's going to happen 5 years from now. You have a 300-year lease. So should we be concerned, I mean, once you move on? I mean,
well, I think that's part of the reason why we offered up this MOU, so to give people some certainty around our intent. And also, we do have a 300-year lease, and so we're going to be part of this community for a long time. And I think
we might not look very good.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, finding ways to collaborate and work together is in everyone's best interest.
Right.
And then Dana Williams mentioning last night, he called it mission creep, saying that, you know, you may only be trademarking ski and snowboarding now, but will you ever expand that?
No, our intent, I mean, that's why we just keep going back to how simple this is, right? And again, I think the community should really be assured in the Patent Office denial of our predecessor's application, because they did check every box, right? And that's why it was denied. And, you know, with an approval as it relates solely to another ski area, that should provide a lot of assurance. But we're hopeful, again, that this MOU will further provide the assurance that you won't see something like mission creep.
And how would the community feel if a ski area in some other state in the country opened up and called themselves Park City? This protection really protects all of us, that there is a resort in Park City solely for skiing and snowboarding and instruction that's got this trademark, and it protects that for the future for us and I think for the community.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to note that if we were to drop the application, we're not giving back Park City to anyone, right? Like, no one owns that. And so in this way, if we dropped it, we're opening it up to the world. You know, there's been a lot of media attention. Ooh, I'm going to grab onto that and trademark it. And it would make this community's ability to fight that a lot more difficult. So,
all right. So what happens with the one objection and the 50-some extensions?
Yeah, again, I'm not an expert in this process, but my understanding is, and we in good faith, you know, the objection process in the trademark process is to let the parties work out the objection to everybody's satisfaction. So our intent is to work with anyone who has an objection, and, you know, make an agreement so that they don't feel infringed and they can continue to do business the way they want to.
And we feel like we have come to a resolution with the one objector, and expect to to literally sign something, and then it's then they have the ability to withdraw their objection. So, but the extension period really is a period where, as Bill said, that allows us all to talk if anyone wants to talk, and you know, continue to answer questions and alleviate concerns. And then, but within that period, anyone has the right to then turn their extension request into an objection. And that's, again, the beauty of this process, that everybody has that right, and that's great.
So it was Park City Powder Cats that you made the agreement
with? Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, is so a private agreement, I mean, that you have to pay them off? Or, I mean, how does that work?
No. It's an agreement that says we can coexist together. It's an agreement that says, you know, Park City Powder Cats saying, hey, Vail, I just want to make sure that your trademark for Park City is not going to infringe on my ability. Like, you're not asking me to change my name. You're not asking me to change anything about my business operation. So it's really what I would call like a coexistence. Mm-hmm. And so basically it says, it's us saying, it's Park City saying, Park City Mountain Resort saying, Vail Resort saying, we have no problem with your business. We have no problem with your name. And if you look at, and this is why this is such a great example and an easy one to solve. There's nothing about their website, their operations, or their name that in any way shows that they're trying to portray themselves as Park City Mountain Resort.
All right. And Kristen, we also heard last night that when all of this started, you had met with city officials and someone there with authority said that it's okay for Vail to get the trademark. And everyone knows the resort is Park City anyway. So given that, are you a bit surprised now that the city council is at this point?
Yeah. Not at all. I think what so when we met with a couple months ago, like Bill said, we inherited this denied application and we amended it, having met with city officials. And I think what spawned, sort of the latest discussion is that we got this approval and this objection period kicked in. And I think what we recognize about this community, and one of the things we love, is that a transparent, open dialogue is required on just about everything. And I wouldn't necessarily characterize that we got the hey-ho green light on it. It was thanks for the update and thanks for letting us know. Thanks for taking our feedback and amending the application. And we've just kicked into a comment period, and we're happy to have these discussions. That's fine. No surprise.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, the weather's turned and our summer activities are up and running, so come on out. Golf course is looking great.
You'll both be at the meeting tonight?
We will.
City Council
yep.
meeting? Okay. Yep. That starts at 5:15 if people are interested in hearing some of that. Kristen Williams and Bill Rock, thanks
great.
For your time
thanks,
this morning.
Leslie.
Thanks, Leslie.